Masechet Kilayim, Perek He, Mishnah Het. As we've learned, the prohibition with Kilayim, as it applies to a vineyard, only applies to species that people sometimes plant and maintain. So, therefore, only when a species is normally cultivated does this fall into a problem in terms of Kilayim. This Mishnah is going to discuss which species fall under this category. Mishnah says, "Hamekayem kotzim shebakerim." Somebody maintains thorn bushes that are in a vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer omed kidesh. Rabbi Eliezer says it's prohibited. The vineyard and the thorns, a person has to burn. He can't get any benefit from it, since there are certain people in certain countries. The commentaries say in Arabia they grow and maintain thorn bushes for food for their animals. It's considered to be a type of species that people are mekayem, that people plant sometimes, and that they maintain and they keep. V'hachamim omrim, hachamim say, they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, lo kidesh ela davar shekamohu mekayemi. Nothing prohibits a vineyard except species that are normally maintained in that locale, in that place. So the machloke between Rabbi Eliezer and hachamim, Rabbi Eliezer says, if as long as they're somewhere in the world that people normally cultivate this type of species, there's a problem of kilayim, even in a spot where they don't normally plant that type of bush, like here, a thorn bush. While Hachamim say, no. In Saudi Arabia, in Arabia, you're right, maybe since they planted over there would be an issue. But you can't extend that to the rest of the world. The rest of the world wouldn't be a problem. Only in Arabia, that would be a problem, according to Hachamim. Mishnah continues and says, Ha'irus v'ha'kisom v'ha'shoshanat ha'melech v'chol min ezra'im enan kil'ayim bakerem. The Iros is according to the Rav Kafach translation, I'm not sure what this is a species, a small fern that grows in the cracks of rocks and stone walls, known as, I'm reading English here, Keterach officinarum. That's what some say. Others identify it as the iris. The Aruch says it's an iris. That's the first one. V'hakisom. The kisom is ivy. Shoshanat hamelech, a white lily. And all different similar types of seeds are not kilayim in a vineyard, because these species are not generally planted. They're not generally cultivated and planted, so there's no problem of having them in a vineyard. The Mishnah is going to conclude by talking about two more types of plants. Hakanbos, the kanbos, which is hemp. Hemp is something that's usually used. The stalks contain a fiber in them, and it's usually used for rope and cloth, canvas. But the hemp seeds are edible. Rabbi Tarfon omer, eno kilayim. Rabbi Tarfon says, it is not considered to be kilayim. Hachamim omrim kilayim. Hachamim say, it is a problem of kilayim. Rabbi Tarfon says that this hemp is not considered to be a problem of kilayim because its main purpose is fiber. It's used as a fiber and it's not used as a food. Well, Hachamim would say, no, since it's also sometimes cultivated as an edible seed, it is a problem of kilayim. And the last part of the Mishnah, v'hakinras kilayim bakerim, an artichoke in a vineyard is considered to be a problem of kilayim. Even though artichoke plants could last many years in the ground, they're considered to be vegetables in regards to kilayim of the vine, and they're not considered to be trees. As we've stated earlier in the Masechet, there is no problem of kilayim with trees in a vineyard. So even though you may say artichokes are a type of tree because they last so long, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that no, artichoke is not considered to be a tree. It's considered to be a vegetable, and therefore it has a problem of kilayim in a vineyard.